Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith are taking part in an emergency meeting at the state capitol today about the federal ban on hemp-based THC products. Ryan Copperood of Duluth-based Wild State Cider and Birdie Beverages is organizing the event.
State, federal, and local officials across the board are going to be joining us to speak, and we're really grateful to have their support. We're quite grateful that they're willing to stand shoulder to shoulder with us and in front of, you know, cameras and recorders to talk about this issue.
An amendment in the federal spending bill bans hemp-derived products containing more than 0.4 milligrams of THC. Hemp-based drinks and edibles in Minnesota are allowed to have 5 milligrams per serving. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem made a stop at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Sunday to give bonus checks to some TSA workers. Noem thanked the TSA agents for working without pay during the federal government shutdown and awarded $10,000 bonuses to 48 MSP employees. A union spokesperson said less than 7% of the workforce at MSP who worked during the shutdown received a bonus. As always, the Thanksgiving travel holiday is expected to be one of the busiest times of the year. AAA Minnesota spokesperson Brenna Knapp says,
"We're looking at the west north central region this year, which covers Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and the Dakotas. And of that kind of region, we have 6.54 million people projected to be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday. 90% of those people will be driving by car."
She says the busiest times will be tomorrow and Sunday. And the Minnesota music community is mourning the loss of the Time drummer and guitarist Gary Jellybean Johnson. His loved ones say Johnson collapsed Friday in his Brooklyn Park home and died at North Memorial Hospital at age 69. The Minnesota Vikings were shut out in the second half of Sunday's awful 23-6 loss at Green Bay. Head coach Kevin O'Connell was frustrated with his team only gaining 4 yards after halftime.
"You're not going to come to Lambeau Field and win a game, especially playing like that in the second half. And absolutely not, in any way, shape, or form, giving ourselves a chance to win the football game."
Quarterback J.J. McCarthy was 12 for 19 for 87 yards and 2 interceptions and was sacked 5 times. Minnesota falls to 4-7 and will visit former quarterback Sam Darnold in the 8-3 Seahawks this Sunday. And the Minnesota Wild are on a 5-game win streak after a 3-0 shutout win at Winnipeg. Goaltender Jasper Wallstedt made 32 saves for his third shutout in his last 4 starts. Danila Yurov, Brock Faber, and Kirill Kaprizov lit the lamp. The Wild close out their road trip Wednesday night in Chicago. This is MNN.